Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Sean, can you just give us your overall thoughts on the game?
Yeah, look, I think we're not doing enough of the little things well enough to win on a consistent basis. We're going to watch the tape. There'll be some encouraging things. And yet, as a team, there's too many details that we have to improve on. That starts with us as coaches, myself, starting with me. But, you know, the turnover battle we thought would be important, now it ended up just being one versus zero, and yet that's pretty significant. But there were parts of the way the game was unfolding that was encouraging early on, and then I thought as it went on, we didn't play as well in the second half.
Sean,
go ahead.
Sean, how do you get other people involved besides Alvin? Is that just the way that the Packers were playing tonight, or was he just kind of that big part of the game plan?
Well, look, we ended up getting a lot of deep zone coverage, and there were a ton of plays in for instance, Emmanuel. But sometimes, look, a lot of it's predicated on the look that you're getting. You'd like to be able to go in and say, hey, he's going to have X amount of touches, whether it's Latavius, whether it's a tight end or another receiver, but that's kind of how it unfolded. So I'll look at the third down numbers. I thought got a little bit better the second half, and yet they still weren't good enough. You know, we had some critical opportunities that we let slip by offensively, and in the end, we couldn't keep pace with the numbers that they were putting up.
Is not having Mike part of that? Does that change what y'all want to do and how teams are playing you?
Look, I think we got a lot of coverage tonight, so that usually comes with Mike. They were without Devontae. Both teams were without two really good defensive tackles, two really good receivers. That's the NFL.
I mean, why do you think you guys couldn't keep pace?
We just finished talking about it. We didn't convert some third downs. We struggled to get off the field on some of the third downs. That's my take before looking at the tape, but we didn't do enough of the little things well.
Sean, were you planning on rotating Ruiz in before Andres went down? I saw him come in earlier for Nick.
Yeah.
Sean, some of these late pass interference penalties, I'm specifically talking about the one that occurred late in last week's game and then the two late in this game. Do you look at that as, hey, this is teachable, I can fix it, or is it?
Well, look, it has to be corrected. You know, in other words, we jump off sides and allow him a free play on third down. And all week long, we talk about discipline, cadence. You know, it's third and, you know, this is a great opportunity for us to get off the field and force him to kick a field goal. Then he, you know, when you get a free play like that, you throw it up and the play gets extended and it becomes difficult on the cornerback. But yeah, right now we're leading the league in those calls.
Those are the kind of things you probably specifically look at that drive you crazy when you go to look at the film with the rest of the team. I mean, you tell your team all the time, you got to be in there mentally. And I'm sure maybe you use that as an example or things like that.
Is that a question or are you?
It was a bad rambling question. I'm sorry. I was losing my train of thought there.
A number of frustrating things that I'm sure we'll see on tape.
Sean, the big pass to Lazard, the 72-yarder, did you see what happened on that before watching the film?
Yeah, look, it's a safety's play. We're in quarters coverage. It's third down. I think it's third and 10. It wasn't very good.
How close to game time were the y'all deciding that Onyemata and Marcus couldn't go?
I think, look, as we approached today, I think we felt Marcus was going to be ready. We felt like next week, and hopeful David is as well. We'll keep you guys posted, but we did what was best for this game.
Sean, you always talk every year about, you got to start over every year. It's a new year. Do you feel like your team's sort of struggling to find an identity early on, something to hang a hat on?
Yeah, to some degree. I mean, you're frustrated as a coach because that starts with us, and we've got to do a better job. We've got to, get ready to play a better game against Detroit. That's our industry. We're 1-2 right now, and it's been a while since we've felt that, and yet 3 years ago we were 0-2. So a little bit of a gut check, and yet we're not playing well enough. Let's not fool ourselves. We're making too many mistakes, and we're not playing disciplined enough on both sides of the ball, and that's really just the truth.
Sean, obviously Taysom's fumble turned out to be the turning point. Just in hindsight, what were your thoughts going into that call, and how uncharacteristic was that? What happened there?
Yeah, look, it was a tough break, tough play. It's a give read. We have a chance for a big play, and we'll leave it at that. He works his butt off, like all of, it's just more of a technique thing. So if we have to look at how much, but that was, we had just stopped him on the fourth down play, and so we got the ball in real good field position. We have a chance to make something of it, and unfortunately we didn't.
Sean, what makes those bootlegs they run so hard to defend?
That's a good question. They shouldn't be that difficult, but we made them look hard, didn't we?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.